Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Oh, you've been hearing us talk about it, and there's just a day and a half left, maybe 2 days left. It's Henderson County Education Foundation Food for Thought, Dine Out for Education Week. Summer Stipe here with us again this morning. Summer, good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you here with us.
So good to be here again.
Have you just been eating out for breakfast, lunch, and dinner all week long?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
I'm feeling sort of full.
There's nothing in the world, wrong with that. Hey, and today you've brought in, as a guest for Local Focus, Stephanie Reisner from Postero from downtown on Main Street. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Great to have you here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You are one of the fantastic restaurateurs in Henderson County.
Well, thank you.
Who have stepped up to help Henderson County Education Foundation.
Absolutely. We love to. We love to support them.
And so, Summer, you were telling me that they've been a part of this for a while now,
That's
right?
That's right. So Stephanie and her husband, Jason, 4 years now. So we've been doing it for 4 years, and they've been participating every year for 4 years.
And if I recall, you're 4 years old.
Yes,
well, the restaurant. The restaurant.
I'm a little more than 4 years old, but yes, the restaurant is 4.
So you've been a part of this ever since you opened the doors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, supporting our kids is, very important to me.
And today, for lunch or dinner, you can go to Postero, and a portion of the proceeds will go to the Henderson County Education Foundation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're going to come back to you in just a moment and talk about Postero and some of the delicious things we can get at Postero today and help at Henderson County Education Foundation. So, Summer, how's it been so far this week?
I think it's been really awesome. We had a little bit of weather yesterday.
Sure.
Which we were hopeful that we wouldn't have, but I saw lots of folks out and about, and just as I've gone to restaurants, everyone's saying thank you, and people are coming into the restaurant saying, like, we're actually here because of Food for Thought. So
Wow. There's
folks that come and they get surprised, right?
Yeah.
Even yesterday I was over at Three Chopped, and Matthew didn't even open till 12 because he lives on top of a mountain and was nervous to come down. And
he
just said, thank you for coming out for education, and thank you to his staff for coming in on a weather day. So, people are, it seems like there's a lot of buzz out there.
And Summer, we were just talking about this off air. This is an amazing community.
It really is.
This community steps up, doesn't it?
It does. And it supports its own. I mean, folks like Jason and Stephanie, who have a family-owned business, they give back, and I know that they give back because they have kids in the school system, and folks want to give back for different reasons, but we're humbled year after year that folks want to be a part of this, and it really is just such an easy way for everybody to participate, even if you can't be a donor for an organization, like, you can go out and grab coffee and feel like you're giving back.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
It makes it really accessible.
And for anybody out there who feels like, wow, I really wish I could just stroke a big check,
but
I can't do that, this is a great way for a lot of people to come together and help and make a big difference.
Yes. It's been really fun.
So we've got 2 days left, today and tomorrow. So let's talk about where we can go today and tomorrow. And Stephanie, I promise I'm coming back to you. You are not off the hot seat yet.
It's okay.
All right. So let's talk about where we can go today and tomorrow to help celebrate.
Well, our friends at the co-op are participating, of course, again today. And then for lunch, Hannah Flanagan's on Main Street, Postero, and then Soli Luna downtown participating for the fourth day this week. And then Southern Appalachian Brewery and Sanctuary are also participating today. So
fantastic.
Grab a drink before or after dinner.
Great.
So.
Great. Awesome. Now, that's today. What about tomorrow?
So tomorrow, the co-op again, and then Mike's on Main is participating for breakfast and lunch.
Okay.
So, for the third day this week. And then our friends at Bold Rock, their food truck will be open starting at 11:30. And then tomorrow evening, of course, we're having a wrap-up party.
It's the big party.
The party. So I'm super excited. We from 5 to 9, Bold Rock will donate $1 a pint. And then at 6:30, live music starts with the Stipe Brothers and Dan Ruiz. A lot of fun. They made their set list last night, I heard. It's going to be
nice.
Just some really good family-friendly tunes.
Of course.
So everybody can come out. And then we have giveaways. So most of our partners have given a gift card, and so we'll just randomly be giving away gift cards throughout the night from our partners.
And that starts when?
So music at 6:30, but show up at 5, grab some dinner, get a pint, and $1 off of every pint tomorrow night.
Fantastic. Awesome. Awesome. So those are the places you can go today and tomorrow to help support Henderson County Education Foundation. How long will it take us? Will it take before we know the numbers?
You know, it does take a couple weeks before. So I would say, what are we at? January 24th?
Yeah.
I will say by like mid-February, we'll know for sure.
Great.
Our goal is at least $10,000, but I think we're going
to. So we get to have you back to talk about that.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Okay. And one of the restaurants, of course, that has been supporting for 4 years, ever since you opened the doors, Stephanie Reasoner and Postero. Tell us about, can I share the really awesome news I just found out?
Absolutely.
Tuesday Burger Night is back.
It's back.
Tuesday night Burger Night is back. That is so exciting. That is so exciting. That's like the talk of the town.
Yes, we've had lots of people, when we didn't have it on the menu, we had lots of people request and ask, when's it coming back?
Right, throwing things at you.
So it's called the Umami?
Umami.
Umami.
Yeah,
and why?
The Umami Bomb. Umami is a Japanese term that just means it's very flavorful. So when you bite into this burger, flavors just abound.
It's true.
It's just...
And the bun.
And the bun. It's a potato bun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Slightly buttered. A little grilled.
Yeah, yeah.
A little toasty.
If you think you're a burger fan and you haven't had that burger yet, you have no idea. And that's Tuesday nights, but you said you can also get it anytime during lunches, right?
Yes. Lunch
so
is Wednesday. Yes, you
11
can get
o'clock.
It today. That's right. Wednesday through Friday, or Wednesday through Saturday, we do lunch 11 to 2.
Okay.
And it's available.
And the burger's always on the lunch menu.
Yes. Yes.
And then Tuesday nights.
And Tuesday nights.
We were talking off air and you said something about comfort food nights.
Yes, comfort food special is Wednesday nights. So last night we had chicken fried steak. Last week we had pasta bolognese. The week before, I think we had cioppino. So it changes every week, but we advertise a lot on Facebook and get the word out through emails and everything. So
if you see the photos, like you almost can't not go.
Yeah, you get hungry just by looking at the photos. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Social media, just
drooling.
Find them and go look.
Well, give us a little bit of the concept of Postero and what it is you guys are doing. Because you're doing well and you're doing great. People love it.
Thank you. It's new American. So what my husband and the chefs like to do is just take traditional recipes that you would think of and then just put a little spin on it, or a Postero spin, as they like to call it, and just amp it up a little bit. And that's what we do.
And they also have amazing dessert. Yeah. We were there the other night, and I think I haven't told you this yet, but the best dessert I've had there, it's like a salted caramel custard, and that's saying something. Like their dessert
Budino.
I don't even know what that means,
yes.
But it was delicious.
It's just,
I think that's what it means.
Yes, it's just delicious. But yeah, we make all of our desserts in-house. We make all of our food in-house as much as we can. We don't like to buy products already made. We try to make them as much as we can. All of our sauces. You know, even our pimento cheese we make, you know, all of this stuff, we do it.
It's such a difference. It makes such a difference. Had you owned a restaurant before?
My husband has been in the restaurant business since he was 14.
Yeah.
He started off as a busser, worked his way up, and he was at Kenmure for the last 10 years before we opened.
Right.
And he was the executive chef there the last 5 years.
Right.
So then we got to that point where I was like, all right.
If we're going
to
do this, let's do it for us.
Yes. I want to own my own restaurant. Let's do it now. Our kids were 7 and 9 at the time.
Mm.
So... old enough to know what was going on, but young enough that we could rob their college fund.
Right.
Sorry, kids, you can't go to college.
Right.
No, just kidding.
And getting just old enough that they could be free labor.
But they could get some scholarships from the Henderson County Education Foundation.
There you go.
So.
See? It all comes full circle. Full circle.
Well, it's a great building. It's a great mint. You guys have done a really great job. Congratulations on 4 great years.
Thank you.
And I hope the kids are okay.
They are.
They're not
scarred
yet. My son
loves it. Yeah, my son loves it and is very big into it. He started off helping to host and seat people, and now he food runs.
He brings you food to
the
table.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, he loves
a family
it.
Operation.
He loves it.
Well, Absolutely. And again, you're in business. You're certainly in business for yourself, but you're another one of those great businesses out there that steps up and supports the community, serves the community, and that always comes back around. And
yes, like I told Summer, they support us and have kept us in business for 4 years, and so when we got to the point where we could start to give back to the community, we definitely did, and we'll continue to do so because there are a lot of great organizations out there that need our support and need our help. And the Henderson County Education Fund is one of those because, you know, this next generation is there's the next president is out there, the next senators are out there, the next teachers are out there, you know, so we got to give them a good foundation now.
And one way you can help do that is by going to Postero today for lunch or tonight for dinner. If you go for lunch today, you can have that burger.
Absolutely.
And then call me and say, thank you, Mark.
Yes.
Thank you for telling me about that.
Yes.
All right. Postero, lunch and dinner today and tonight, a portion of the proceeds going to Henderson County Education Foundation, and always just great food. So find yourself at Postero anytime you get a chance. Thank you for bringing Tuesday Burger Night back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's a personal favor. Thank you so much. All right, Summer, if we want to find out more about Food for Thought and places where can go, where can we go to download the
Yes, so the dining guide is on our website, hcefnc.org/food, and WTZQ.com has it right on their homepage.
Yep.
And thank you. Thank you. And thank you, TD Bank, for sponsoring this. And big thank you to WTZQ for all you've done for us this week.
Oh, we're glad to do it, especially if it has to do with food.
I know. We love food.
You said food? Count us in.
We're in.
Count us in. We're so in. Stephanie, thank you so much again with Postero Restaurant.
Thank you.
And thank you for your support of Henderson County Education Foundation.
Thank you.
Summer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you at the party tomorrow night.
Yay!
All righty. Food for Thought, Dine Out for Education Week. Folks, go to WTZQ.com, and you can download the calendar and the schedule and make sure you find yourself today and tomorrow at some of these fine restaurants who are supporting our community and supporting our schools through the Henderson County Education Foundation.